Ed Pulleyblank served in the Army from 1980 to 2006. He's now a peer specialist for Connection CSP, helping veterans transition from homelessness back into society. He's been involved in the mural development since last December and says many living in Marcella's House, a transitional house for homeless veterans, have shared their own stories with Philadelphia-based artist Eric Oakday.
The artist sat down with individual veterans, listened to their stories, got their ideas, also what individuals did not want to see on the wall, as far as we didn't want to see no blood or no death, anything negative, period, on the wall. We wanted it all positive, and we wanted to show transition from military to civilian life.
Oakday says some of his interviews with veterans lasted as long as an hour, and one was particularly poignant.
We spoke at length one day, and he was talking about his first, the first thing that really hit him when he was coming home was him looking out the airplane window and seeing all the farmland, like the patchwork farmland of the United States, and that's when it hit him that he's finally back. And that actually appears, you see the C-180 bringing people back in the design.
Oakday says on Saturday, veterans will not only get to help paint panels of the mural, but also write down advice to veterans transitioning back into civilian life today, things they wish someone would have told them. He plans to transpose those written responses on the mural. Megan Polly, Delaware Public Media.